I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Greg Haynes with the Beef Checkoff. Greg, can you tell us about the beef, how the Beef Checkoff works?
Yeah, hey, Tamara. So the Checkoff is a industry-led and governed program that actually started as part of the 1985 Farm Bill. It went into effect in 1986, and at that point, that's when they started collecting funds for that. So anytime an animal in the country is sold, the dollar's collected. Half stays in the state where it's collected, the other half comes to the national side, and all that funding has to be used for research, education, promotion for the beef industry. So, like I said, this is designed to compete with all the other proteins out there and make sure those consumers are picking beef over anything else.
And Greg, can you tell us about the programs that you have in the Beef Checkoff?
Yeah, so we do different programs all over. So we have, you know, promotion programs. We do a lot of research on beef safety and quality and nutrition, and even just consumer research and identifying kind of what those consumer trends are and how can we capture their excitement for products and so that they're buying beef. We do a lot with industry education. We have the Beef Quality Assurance Program, which is all done by the Checkoff. We do international marketing and promotions. So there's work being done in probably 90 countries out there to promote our beef in the international markets. And like I said, with the promotion things, there's always, you know, the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaigns that are going on. But this year we've got Together We Bring More as kind of a subset into that, which really highlights just, you know, how people celebrate with beef. You know, if you're doing a big, fun celebration, you know, beef is the thing. But beef is also good for just the day-to-day things and how that makes everything more enjoyable. So there's always a lot of different things going on with the Checkoff.
And Greg, can you tell us about the future of the cattle markets?
Yeah, so what we're seeing now, you know, we're still in that liquidation phase. We were expecting that we would probably be getting out of that already. But, you know, as we were talking earlier, I think in your area, there's still a lot of drought. We just haven't been able to get those rains everywhere. So that's keeping the producers, you know, holding off on really trying to rebuild that herd. I think we've got a few areas in the country that are kind of starting, but still that middle of the country is still, you know, kind of questionable. So we're hoping that rain and snow will be plentiful this winter and going into the spring, and then that will give everybody the signals to move forward. Because yeah, we're at the lowest levels, you know, in decades. So we definitely need to do it. Cattle prices are pretty good right now, which helps, which is an incentive, but if you can't feed them, it doesn't mean anything. So fingers crossed that that's going to turn around here soon.
I've been speaking with Greg Haynes with the Beef Checkoff, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.